Welcome back. Hour two of the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're staying cool. Hope you're being hydrated. Very important.
Yes,
very, very important.
A lot of drinking going on.
It is that time in the show where we take your questions. The phone lines are open. Feel free to give us a shout at 651-641-1071 if you want to talk shop. You can also tweet us at Allie Shops, at Harmony Kaplan. Facebook, you can go to the Allie Shops page. And, of course, you can go to mytalk1071.com and go to the Shop Girls and email us there. I know. You check the mailbag, Mom. And while you're doing that, let's take a call from Layla, who has been patiently waiting. And we're so delighted to talk to her. Hi, Layla.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, my question is, I was at the Mall of America just now, and we were in a store and looking at, like, these sweatpants that had, like, cinched bottoms to the legs, and my friend made a joke, and she said, I'm not going to wear pants that I used to get made fun of wearing, that I used to buy at, like, Walmart.
Totally.
Back in the day. And I'm in my mid-30s. Not quite an elder millennial. I think I'm just out by a couple of years. But I just was curious, like, how do we incorporate these trends? Like, I've already been now through multiple, like, trends, kind of decades. And I guess I'm just curious, like, how do you recommend, like, including little trends without feeling like we're wasting money on things that
totally.
We would have worn back in the day?
Yeah.
And, like,
that is such a great question. It really is.
Let's hear your great answer.
Well, my great answer is, I think you reach a certain point where you identify the things that work for you, and you just become less concerned about following the trends.
Right.
And you know that certain things look good on you, you're always going to look great and put together, and you don't feel like you have to be a slave to the trends. That said,
Did
I think...
Did I teach you that?
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yes, you taught me that, Mom. But I think it's, you know, it's fun to, I think, first of all, your eye changes, right, Layla? You know, I mean, it's sort of like we thought we would never, ever give up our skinny jeans. And now, you know, they look, you start to see a wider leg and that looks like,
okay.
I kind of want to be going there. So I think you just sort of find what works for you and you find the variation that works. And I think tops are a good way and maybe an economical way to get, you know, a different sleeve, you know, without going too far into something.
Yeah. I think also that, you know, there are always going to be a gazillion trends out there and they aren't for everyone. I mean, what it does is it just gives you a lot of choices, and what works best on you is what you want to wear. And I, you know, and I think, like, when you say the pants that are like the sweatpant, but, you know, tight at the bottom, you know, they used to be something that you wore only in the gym. Now we know we've seen them with heels, and we see, you know, straps around, you know, heels with straps around your ankle and all of that. But if you feel like you're putting on a costume, then it's not something you want to wear.
Yeah.
I think you've got to feel good in it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think accessories are a great way to get in on trends. I think shoes are a way that you want to, a place you want to update, because I think that can look, you know, if it's the totally wrong heel, that can look like, oh, you're, you know, a few years off. So I think those are good places to invest and kind of update. But then, you know, the pants, you go with the what feels best on you.
And what looks best for your body type.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Happy shopping. Yes, absolutely. Thanks for calling in. Our number is 651-641-1071. If you have a question, we'd also love to hear where you're going. Are you out? Are you hitting Stillwater Day? Are you hitting Wayzata, Excelsior? Where are you shopping? There are a lot of new places to see. There's a lot of ice cream to be eaten.
Yes.
There are sandals to be purchased. You know,
so many things. Yeah.
So many jean shorts. Have you noticed?
No.
And they're just as expensive as the full pants.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't remember seeing so many denim shorts in store. Megan Tampty, you know, has been raving to me from Evereve about the A-Gold ones, that they're just like the most amazing fit. They're
Wait,
kind of
a
higher.
Is that a name? Is that a brand?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know that brand.
I tried them on this week.
Are they short shorts?
No, they're not short shorts.
But you don't want to do that.
They're shorts. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
What are you talking about?
We've discussed that before. I mean, I just think that you know, you're not 16 anymore. Oh, what can I say?
My, here we go.
You can wear shorts.
I'm wearing shorts today,
you
Mom.
You can wear shorts. Wow, well, you're out at a ball game and it's 100 degrees.
Oh, well, do I look like I'm trying to be 16, Mom? Because I'm wearing shorts.
Today,
oh, thanks, gosh.
Good turnaround.
Oh, my. You know, I will tell you, there's also this return of Bermuda shorts. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
And I tried a pair on just to see, because my mother's always telling me not to wear short shorts.
Oh, is she really?
And so she gives me a complex, and I'm going to need therapy. I did not like, I'm too short for Bermuda shorts. I know there was a time when they just looked ridiculous.
Oh.
There are different lengths
of Bermuda shorts, too, though. I mean, maybe they're not called that. The other thing I wanted to say when you said about Ever Eve, I want to go there because I saw an Instagram post from them with a pant that they call the Easy Pant.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that one?
Yeah,
it's got an elastic waist, and it looks like it probably comes to the ankle.
Yeah.
Not full.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, straight, maybe with a little bit of a flare. And they were either $60 or $70. So not too bad, and look like they came in a lot of colors. And I think those might be cute.
Okay. Well,
so I'm going to check on those.
Do report back.
Okay.
Okay. Or maybe you can do a little live reporting. Maybe you could go live on Instagram from the fitting room and show us if the easy pants really work for you.
Okay. I'll see about that.
Okay. Do you know, is Father's Day next weekend?
No, it is not.
Oh, it isn't. Good. Okay, so we do have more shopping time.
Yes.
I was thinking it was
the 20th of June.
Perfect. So, but it is time to start thinking about what you want to buy. And here is our product of the week that Dad is sure to love.
Yeah.
The Shoesy.
I like the name more than anything. Miller Lite and New Balance joined together to come up with the first ever shoe meets koozie.
Yeah. Miller Lite. So like a koozie for your beer, but it's shaped like a shoe.
Okay. But this is going to sound so dumb because I really don't, you know, I don't know much about beer or any of that. I thought it was a place on your shoe that you carried the beer.
Oh, Mom.
No, you don't.
How would you put your foot in the shoe?
No, I thought it was
if
on the
there's
outside.
A can of beer.
No.
Oh,
I thought it
so
was
you're
like
thinking,
incorporated okay, into the shoe.
This could be a whole new product.
Yes.
You could develop like an ankle wrap to carry your beer.
Yes.
When you need your hands free, you're...
Yes, it's located there.
Ankle beer strap.
Right.
Yes.
And that's what I thought they meant.
That's
and I
not
kept
what
looking
this is.
At the picture and it didn't
this
make
is,
sense.
This is just a
shape.
Funny koozie to keep your beer in, and it looks like a New Balance 624 trainer. It's kind of fun. It's fun
cute.
Little whatever. You know, I mean, they are practical. You can use it at a picnic. You can use it at a party and maybe throw in, you know, a pack of Miller Lights for Dad.
I like the name.
Yeah, it's funny. It's cute.
They're going to be, you can go to the Shoesy. Shoezie.com on Father's Day, June 20th, starting at 9, and you'll be notified if you can own one of these pairs by midnight.
So you can't buy it. You have to win it?
I don't know.
Or they're limited. You're right. I'm on the... how interesting. So they've done this. Obviously, it's just a promotion. I mean, they're not whatever. But
It's a sweepstakes.
They set up the shoesy.com and you...
you can try to win one.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Maybe I'll do that for your husband. I bet he'd love it.
Okay. All right. You try to win him a shoesy.
Okay.
All right. But we did... There is a good list that Fast Company put together of well-designed gifts that will make any father happy.
Yeah.
And it has a wide array of items that are definitely worth looking at. We'll put a link up to this, but everything
really,
from
different kinds of things.
Totally. From an inflatable paddle board to, I mean, we loved our blow up kayak so much last summer. I'm seriously thinking about getting a second one so we can take the whole family at once.
Oh, because you can't
all fit in the one blow up kayak.
You have to leave
kayak.
Somebody behind.
Right.
That's
I didn't want to invest too much until I saw if we would really use it. But I mean, it's really fun. I liked this one, this Boxu Japanese the snack box.
Yeah.
It'd be like a fun way to like try all these different treats from
Japan.
$40. Yes.
There's also a burlap and barrel chef's choice spice collection.
There you go.
But if you want a shoe, another shoe, There is a Cole Haan Grand Pro AM golf sneaker.
Nice.
They've got a Dyson V15 Detect vacuum. That'd be a good thing to buy and tell them to start sweeping the floors.
There you go. Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah. Lots of different things on here.
Lots of good stuff. Lots of cool brands. Check it out. We'll put a link up. It's a list from Fast Company, and we'll, of course, bring you more Father's Day ideas. And if you have certain challenges, let us know. Oh, shoot. We have a question that we didn't get to. Can we take it quick?
Grant, yeah, let's take it real quick.
Okay, all right. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
What's your question?
Okay, so I'm headed right now to Land's End. But I'm wondering about those swim pants that you wear under a skort swimsuit.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about those?
Boy, I haven't heard of those.
For women.
Yes.
Well, do you know any men that wear skorts?
They go to like the ankle and they're, you know.
Yeah.
Almost like a tight.
Yes.
Yes.
It is sort of, they're like, they call them swim leggings. I think it's a cute, I mean, basically it looks like what you might wear, like you could go straight from the tennis court to the
if
pool.
Yeah, you're working out. Yeah.
And it looks like they're on sale too. I'm looking them up right now.
Yeah, my legs are done in Braille, so I don't want to show off my legs.
I hear you. I think that is a fantastic option, and I think that we're seeing so many kinds of covered swimwear that appeal to people for different reasons, whether it's religious, whether it's modesty, whether it's just protecting your skin from the sun. I think it's a great option, and Land's End has a bunch of them. They have them in different colors, and they also have sun protection built right in. I say go for it.
Let us know which ones you get.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, yes. Great idea. All right, we have to take a quick break. We'll be back with the tech report. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. 12:19 p.m. You know what that means. It is time for my mother's tech report.
The internet is a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
Okay, so let's start with this big news at Walmart. They are launching Me at Walmart, which is a new workplace app. And what it's going to do is allow associates to schedule shifts and clock in and troubleshoot their tasks during the day, and eventually even help them to replenish stock more efficiently. Mm-hmm. So as part of this, Walmart is offering new Samsung Galaxy smartphones along with the case and a protection plan to more than 740,000 of its almost 1.6 million U.S. workers by the end of the year, free of charge.
Wow.
They're giving these phones to them. They can use these apps, you know, while they're the tools while they're working, but they can use the device for personal use as well.
Interesting.
And yeah, they feel that it's better to put all of these activities on one platform, which makes sense. Also, the people who work there can use an Ask Sam app, which is a voice-activated personal assistant, questions that they need answered. And they feel that eventually the workers will be able to use an augmented reality feature that will scan boxes in the store's back rooms, and it'll just speed everything up. So they're betting that providing these phones to their employees will actually make it more efficient and make the retailer a more attractive place to work as well. So it's kind of an interesting thing. Didn't you do a podcast, one of your Twin City Business podcasts, on a company that did some kind of app where you could schedule different people who worked at the company could, if they needed a day off, they could schedule with another person? I remember it. Well, jeez, I guess you don't.
What?
Yes, where the app was such that they could figure out their hours on it, or if they needed somebody to replace them.
You're talking about
them.
Branch.
Okay. Yes, thank you very much.
Way to go. Well, good memory. Yeah. That's because you're so tech focused.
Of course I am.
Yeah. So Branch is actually a company that they moved here from California to be part of Target Techstars.
Okay.
And
right.
Stayed here. And now they are like a very hot growing startup.
And that's kind but of that what
it's,
they.
That's more about it's about it's for hourly paid employees. It's about right, how you so get paid and yeah, scheduling.
But they
yes,
can work together if you needed a day off and yes, you want yes, to change with someone. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's kind of along the same lines.
Yes.
So here's another interesting thing that has come up during the pandemic. Have you ever thought of, instead of going to a therapist or a psychiatrist, just using a Wobot? Now, you, you may know, think I that haven't. I'm saying I thought I taught a putty cat, but a Wobot is a digital mental health help that has come out. There actually are 10,000 apps out now, according to the American Psychiatric Association. Mm-hmm. Everything from, you know, the guided meditations to mood tracking, but also in Wobot, which is spelled W-O-E-B-O-T, was introduced in 2017. And it's one of a few of these apps that use artificial intelligence to help you with your behavior modification, or if you need help in trying to sleep, or you're worried and you have a lot of stress, they're thinking it will work for postpartum depression and things like that. Mm-hmm. So this is something that has to be approved by the FDA in order to really be approached for real therapy. But at this point, it is out there, and there are people that are feeling that at least it's someone to talk to. I don't know if that would make me feel real comfortable, but, you know, it's
yeah,
out there.
Who is really listening?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So if you, instead of a person, or you can't find a therapist, mm-hmm, try the
well,
Wobot.
You know, it okay, gets competitive.
It is. It is. They come up with everything. Mm-hmm. So soon, Amazon's Halo Fitness service is going to offer you uses on your smartphone's camera and some cloud-based AI as well to create a scan of your movement health. And so after you've done a 5 to 10 minute session where you put yourself in different poses, you know, in front of the camera, mm-hmm, the Amazon service can analyze the video and then they can create a custom workout routine for you that is going to improve your stability, your posture, your mobility. And this is supposed to be launched in just the next few weeks.
Hmm.
They say Amazon says that it's that the video that records the movement health is sent to iCloud, to its cloud servers, and they analyze it with algorithms. So it's not humans that are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the readout and you can break this down and get the kind of workout that you
let
need.
Me know how that goes while okay, you're wearing your easy pants.
I'll check on that.
Okay,
for you.
Do that. Okay. Thanks, Mom. We will be back with a report from the shopping scene from our friend Mitch. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Delighted to welcome our next guest. You know her well if you're a regular listener of Shop Girls. We haven't been talking to her quite as much because she hasn't been out and about, but you know, we've checked in now and then. But she is back on the scene, and we got to see her latest project last weekend over the holiday. It's Mitch Berthume. Thank you, Mitch, for being here. And we want to tell everyone about this new store called Hopsack.
Yes. Hi, you guys. How are you?
Hi. So you're out. You're fully out and about. You're back to shopping, and you even have a new hashtag, hashtag destination shopping.
It's kind of the new word for experience.
Yeah.
I kind of filled that in with destination, because when you go to a destination, whether that's Hopsack here in Balsam Lake or 50th in France, it's an experience surrounding you with all kinds of different activities that you can do.
Did you make that up yourself, Mitch?
Of course I did, Harmony.
Jeez, give her a little credit.
Well, you know, she's been locked down for so long.
If you're looking for like just a little day trip, nothing big, like something that my mother can handle without needing a bathroom break. I mean, barely. We drove to Balsam Lake. I had never been there, Mitch. What an adorable town.
Yes.
So the owners, Jerry and Tricia Sokolsky, called me last January and said, you know, we heard you have a little retail experience and we're wondering if you'd like to do this project. And they said, do you know where Balsam Lake is? And ironically, you guys, I've been coming here for 30 years with a friend.
Oh.
And so I knew the need for something just because of her and I coming up here and the demographics. There's so many lakes. Mm-hmm. And as you drove through, there's Taylor's Falls,
right.
There's St. Croix Falls, there's, you know, biking and hiking and boating and just a plethora of activities that you can do. And so, yes, I bought for this store. It was a little diversion from putting markets together.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little scary because I couldn't go physically see things that, like, I have relationships with so many phenomenal local brands and bought from them.
Yeah.
But wanted other local brands from all over the country and wasn't sure what I was buying because we were locked down in COVID.
Sure.
And well, I couldn't go out and about.
Like it did good.
Sure turned out great. And it, I mean, it's such a great, like, modern, you know, just inviting. I mean, the store itself is just beautiful. I love the coffee bar. I love the seating area. And the merchandise is just great. Like, if you were going to someone's cabin, you would have to stop at Hopsack first to bring a hostess gift. It'd be perfect.
Well, you guys are so nice. Thank you. It was really fun to buy for this, and the traffic has been unbelievable. I think with a combination of COVID and so many of us having no choice but to buy online,
right?
I would run in favorite stores, masked up and everything else, but none of us felt, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but I didn't feel comfortable. And so you end up buying online. I think half of this traffic is that people want to see other people and want to touch and feel.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Want to help, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it makes a difference seeing a picture of something or actually seeing it in person and getting a feel for all of the choices that you have.
And the opening couldn't have been more opportune because people are dying to be out. And now that hopefully the majority of us are vaccinated, you feel safe doing that. And
yes.
You guys know it was packed in the store last weekend.
Yeah, sure.
And
was.
It's packed again this weekend. So
I'm curious, Mitch, what are a few of your favorite products and have there been any surprise hot sellers?
I work with a company out of Nantucket, actually, Massachusetts, who does these beautiful carved trays that have the lake names and the city names, and they do pillows. They make everything in Nantucket. It's not like they buy these pieces from China and print a lake name on it. They make everything there.
Oh,
and
that's
so
cool.
It is cool. So they are fantastic. I have a friend who was at a wedding last weekend in South Dakota and went to a store and sent me a picture and said, there is a brand here called Freedom Studios. That's the most beautiful bath products I've ever seen. They support sex trafficking. And I sent her a picture back.
Well, no. They don't support sex trafficking.
No,
they support
no.
causes to
no, I mean, that's
prevent it.
They support the mission to not support
it. Let's be clear.
That's a whole other issue. Okay.
It is a whole other issue. But my point is, I had bought that for Hopsack from two women who started this company in Sioux Falls. So.
Cool.
Really great favorites in the store. Soda clothing. We have a little fun border battle going with soda in a brand called Forward Apparel out of Wisconsin, who actually said to me, Spencer Johnson is my mentor, and I want my brand to be like his with a Wisconsin flair.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So I am curious, because you are kind of right near the border, and so you have both Wisconsin and Minnesota things. What is selling better, Minnesota or Wisconsin?
I have to say Minnesota.
Oh,
kind
interesting.
Of crazy.
Interesting.
Yes. Huh.
Wow.
Like, I completely sold out of soda, went to pick up at their warehouse yesterday to bring back. They're just so phenomenal to work with, and as far as destination shopping, they opened in Stillwater this week, Soda Clothing.
Yes, we were mentioning that earlier.
Have you seen the new store?
No, but I am definitely, now that I can go, I mean, you guys, Stone Arch Bridge Festival is on my calendar. Loring Park Arts. I mean, you know me.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking from the cow fields again.
Right, right. Totally. So, and speaking of that, Mitch, I mean, what are you hearing from brands? Are they doing, do they want to be at pop-ups? Do they want to be at all the markets? What's the next move for all of these local makers?
I think they're absolutely dying to be in these little weekend and makers markets. And, you know, now it's not just the breweries, it's these beautiful wineries. You guys, there are so many opportunities just for day markets and weekend markets. And then if you remember when I started the market at the Mall of America from Black Friday to Christmas, and people were like, wait a minute, you want us to come in for a month every day? And I was like, yeah. Now all these little stores are opening at the malls.
Yes.
Six and seven. I mean, and at that time, it was just weekend and day markets. Now it's evolved, and it's wonderful to watch.
Right.
So I'm getting all kinds of emails, you guys. Mitch, can you tell us what's out there? And I'm trying to give resources of what's out there. You know, people like Larissa Loden, who swears by, she wants to be in the face of her Minnesota people, even though she's all over the United States.
I love that. I've talked to her about that so many times, and I think it's so interesting that even as she gets bigger, it's not like she's gotten too big for the market. She recognizes,
right.
First of all, it's a great way to hear what your customers
what
are saying
want.
And
absolutely.
What they're responding to.
Yeah, I remember running into her at when Edina Art Fair still was existent,
yeah.
in existence, which it will be again. And there she was.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you guys,
it is.
I have a market that I'm going to announce soon, and I sent her an email about it, and her response was, I am so honored, and of course I want to be in this. And, you know, you just think, you are one of the biggest wholesalers in Minnesota
yeah.
who have, like you guys said, all over the country, and you are the most brilliant retailer
yeah.
for wanting to keep in touch with your local base. I just love that.
Mitch, yep. we were just noticing on the calendar, Father's Day is coming up. Any gift suggestions, any brands that come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love a brand called Scotch Cooler. It's a revived old company out of Ohio. Some college friends of mine have revamped this.
Mm-hmm.
They're coolers and grills. And we sell them at Hopsack. They have Instagram where they sell. They're online. Obviously, the soda clothing. There's a brand I work with out of Bentonville, Arkansas, that hand makes all these very masculine wood bowls that are wonderful.
How do you keep track of everything, Mitch?
I just really research Harmony. It's not.
It's all in her head.
I want to.
She's yeah. just brilliant.
She wants
is why.
To.
Yes.
Wait, can you say that Scotch brand again? What was
I've
that?
I've heard of that.
Scotch.
It's Scotch, Scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Cooler with a K. K-O-O-L-E-R.
Oh, okay. The other thing that we were talking about, you've got a lot of barware and serving pieces in the Hopsack store. And they're not all just modern, what you might expect. You've got some real throwbacks that I feel like could have been on my grandma's shelf. But those are selling too.
They are selling like hotcakes, and people are special ordering them. And one of the brands you're referring to is called Mosher Glass. They're out of Ohio. They're one of the oldest glass factories in America. And I just went crazy when I found them years ago.
Yeah.
And obviously couldn't work with them until I bought for Hopsack. And it's just as charming as can be in the best made glass. And I work directly with Mindy Mosher. And Mosher Glass,
mm-hmm.
kind of like Larissa Loden. You love it when people want to work with you
yeah.
and they're the owners, right?
And right, and they're really into it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
We didn't mean yes. to cut you off, sorry.
No.
Yes, we did. We wanted to cut her off.
Well, maybe my mother did. I didn't, Mitch. I would never do that to you.
No, well, I'm in Hopsack in the back room trying to reorder inventory because we, as you guys know, because you so
things were low.
Wonderfully. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I want to tell this cute little thing about, because I'm sorry, I forgot the woman's name. Who's the owner of Hopsack?
Trisha.
Okay, yes. And she told me the reason. I said, how did you come up with the name? And she told me that her husband gave her a whole bunch of paint chip samples. and that she had looked at all of these samples, and he said, here, look and see if anything hits you. And there was a tan shade that was called Hop Sack Tan. And she thought, oh, perfect. You hop in and fill your sack. And so there you go.
That's the name.
That's the story. And that is the name. Yeah.
That I is think so that's great. Cute. Well, the store again is called Hop Sack, and it is in Balsam Lake. It's 105 West Main Street in Balsam Lake. I mean, even if you don't have a cabin, it is an easy drive to get there.
Fun.
Go have lunch in Taylor's Falls, do a hike, and then drive out there. Or you could have lunch in Balsam Lake, right, Mitch? I mean, there are a couple cute places.
Oh, my gosh. There's the Thirsty Otter on the Lake, Indian Head Supper Club, Balsam Lodge, the Barred Owl. There's all kinds of places to just dine here that are really fun.
And if you look on Hopsack's Instagram page, you can get a good feel for the merchandise.
Good
too.
Feel for the store. Yeah. Well, great. We can't wait to hear what other projects you've got cooking. Please keep us posted and let us know where we need to go shopping this summer, Mitch.
You guys, I will, and I can't thank you enough. This has been such a fun project for me to do and just really exciting. So I appreciate you giving us time to be able to talk about it and the upcoming festivals and all our great local brands. So thank you.
We're excited.
We're glad
all right,
you're
very
out
good.
And about.
Hashtag destination shopping. We're all over it.
That's right.
Okay.
Thanks, Allie. Thanks,
thank
Carmen.
You. We will be back with a couple other headlines and, of course, some steals and deals. That's still ahead on Shop Girls. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan. My mom, Harmony, is here as well, looking just really like fresh and like you've clearly just been in AC all day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah. But you got your little tie-dye going, so we like that. Okay, Mom. What is going on? There is, we will do some local sales, but first, there's a big sale showdown brewing.
I just love it.
Yes, you know, between Target and Walmart.
Well, and Amazon.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
When is Prime Day coming up?
Prime Day is actually the 21st of June.
Mm-hmm.
21st of June.
Couple weeks, yep.
But Target and Walmart are really facing them. They're taking them on right head on.
Yeah.
So they are going to have longer sales. And both events start on June 20th, so a day before Amazon. Just this week, Target announced that it's having its digital sales event called Target Deal Days. It'll be three full days, ending on the 22nd. You don't have to be a member, which obviously you do for Amazon. It'll go across all categories. They're also going to have other perks like same-day fulfillment, 5% off the digital gift cards. So that's a big deal.
Oh, I love when they do that.
Oh, I do too.
Free money.
Yes, always like free money.
Yes.
Walmart has deals for days. And so that is, they feature online and special store-only deals, and that will end on June 23rd. So, and they're saying that they're going to have like Black Friday type deals during that. So, I mean, Amazon, obviously, you know, I don't think they have to totally worry. They make billions during this time.
Well, they've turned, they have turned Prime Day into like a national holiday. And it just shows you the power that basically a few years ago, the other big box stores realized if you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
And so now this Prime Day has become, I mean, it is, it's like Black Friday in the summer.
So everybody's, what I love is that online, last year, when obviously people were shopping mainly online, Prime Day made an estimated $10.4 billion worldwide.
Their biggest one ever?
That's like a lot of money.
Crazy.
So, you know, and crazy, if you want to go down to just a little thing, obviously it doesn't compete in the same way, but Nordstrom also announced that their anniversary sale will be a later date this summer. They're going to do it from July 28th through August 8th.
But I thought they're doing their like half
right
year.
Now they've got half yearly.
Yeah.
But that's different.
So confusing.
Remember when they didn't really have many sales at all?
Yeah, sure do. Sure do remember
the
that.
The world has changed.
Yes, it has.
So, yeah.
So you probably heard some buzz this week about tennis star Naomi Osaka, who backed out of the French Open for mental health reasons.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes those things can be deal breakers for sponsors, because if you're not on the court, right? But that would not look real good also, let's just say.
No, not so much.
So, but Nike has very publicly stood by Naomi.
Yep.
How do you feel about this? Do you think they're just trying to like cash in on her mental health crisis?
No,
or do you think
this is sincere? Because they've done things like this before. I mean, they've certainly done things with Colin Kaepernick and other things.
It's a fine line, though, for a brand to strike the right tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think other than Brett Favre, who seemed to think, oh, well, you're supposed to always answer media questions, I think most athletes and others have said I saw a news story about local young athletes, high school athletes, who have had issues.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of pressure that goes along
with
it.
Well, here's what Nike said about one of their star endorsement athletes. Our thoughts are with Naomi. We support her and recognize her courage in sharing her own mental health experience. I wanted to get the second half. Where is it?
Can help move the needle on normalizing the conversation about mental health.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's nice. And
yes.
I hope she gets the downtime that she
absolutely
needs and wants. And then springboarding off of Nike, one quick little collab to tell you about. I'm sure you're all going to want to run out and buy these, or maybe for your child or grandchild. I don't know. The kids will have to decide if these are cool or not. I'm kind of thinking not. But Reebok is teaming up with Nerf. You know, kids love the Nerf guns, to do a sneaker collection.
Like all the Nerf things.
Yeah, but they're for hoop dreamers everywhere.
And they are great colors.
Neon orange and green, and they are Nerf Reeboks.
Yeah, they're going to be $160.
Not a cheap thing.
But I think they're really fun.
Those who love
bright
sneakers.
Orange and green, all kinds of
those
colors.
Are coming out June 24th, if you would like to mark your calendar for that. But we have a couple other sales and shopping events that you might really want to mark your calendar for. So let's end with a few steals and deals. While you're getting all hydrated and lathered up in sunscreen, you might want to prepare yourself to head out for garage sales. That's right.
Oh,
we missed garage sale season last year.
Almost forgot about them.
It is in full effect. And this weekend is the Longfellow, the Greater Longfellow Annual Neighborhood Garage Sale. You can go to longfellow.org for all of the scoop on where the sales are, but there are lots of them and businesses get in on the act too. So, I mean, it's big neighborhoods. There are 7 adjacent neighborhoods that participate. I mean, this is huge, you guys. Basically, in the whole part of Minneapolis, sales galore. And then you've got Milkweed Coffee, Turtle Bread, Fire Roast Coffee and Wine, all participating. They have maps available, and they, in some stores, Repair Lair is doing 25% off all weekend. So it's just a big old fest in the Longfellow neighborhood going on all day today. Longfellow.org. And then the Victory neighborhood on the north side of Minneapolis is also doing, it's a big garage sale day in that neighborhood. Dozens of sales, household goods and plants and art and more. If it feels like a good brewery day, Utipol's Brewing, which is right off of Glenwood. I was there yesterday. It's just, they've got such a nice outdoors. But they are doing a big market this weekend with local vendors, which is kind of fun. Maya Lambrick Jewelry, Statement Boutique, Laura Strom Art, they're all going to be there at Utipol's. It's right on Glenwood, near, like, you know where the big Glenwood Water Tower sign is.
Okay,
that's where Utipol's is, right there. Okay. So they're right on the river.
So I could go and not have to drink beer.
You don't have to drink beer. They also do flavored seltzer.
Oh, okay.
Which my friend Tammy, who is one of the co-owners, says is party water. She calls it. Yes.
Good to know.
It's very easy to drink, a little too easy. You got to be careful with that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's going on today until 6 p.m. So swing by Utipol's. You might have a great time there. And there are just it's amazing, all of the flea markets and events coming up. Shout out actually to our friend Jonna Pelequin, who has an amazing list of all of these sales and swap meets and things going on. You can go to her website. It's jonna-pelequin.com. I think she's doing a great job.
Keep you informed.
And of course, we have a calendar at mspmag.com as well with more shopping events. Stay cool. Have a fantastic weekend, everybody.